Welcome to Jessica Miles, the podcast, where each week we'll discuss my experiences as a professional spiritual medium, intuitive healer, and mentor. I'll be sharing what I've learned while developing as a psychic medium and facilitator of ancient healing modalities and much, much more. You were born with this innate ability to communicate and co-create with the unseen realms of the universe. This podcast is for those on a path of self-discovery and spiritual development, seeking grounded and practical tools to feel deeply rooted into spirit. I'm your host, Jessica Miles. Now let's dive into today's episode. Hello, everyone, and welcome back. I have received about three messages, one being an extended email regarding distance energy healing and how it has impacted them at some degree. As you all know, I work with the world of energy. I work with the world of spirit. I hold space as a facilitator of intuitive energy healing and shamanic healing practices with my spirit guides to assist my clients through one-to-one sessions, but also through my meditations that are free and available to you all on my website. Anytime I get messages that come in three or more, I know it's a sign for spirit for me to talk and to share or to explore and be curious. And so that's what this conversation is going to be about today. There are many, many different types of healers out there in the world, and mediums and psychics and astrologers. And we all work so uniquely and in different ways. I prefer to hold my sessions distantly. I always have. And oftentimes people will ask me to work in person, and I very rarely do because this is just the most convenient way for me to use my energy as I travel so much. And it's just something that I really enjoy. But one of the biggest questions that I always get asked is, does it work the same? Like, if I'm going to have a session in person, is it the same as working with someone energetically from the distance? And the answer is yes and yes. Energy is boundless. Our intentions, our prayers are boundless. Anytime that you are thinking about someone and you are sending prayers to someone, you are in essence sending energy to them. So whether that be positive energy or not so positive energy, we do it with our intention. I wanted to give an example of a message that I received from a client. She sent me an email wanting to share her experience in one of my sessions. And I love that this email came to me a year later. It says, "Hi, Jessica. Last year in May, I had a session with you, and yesterday I had a strong feeling that I needed to listen to the recording. And I'm so glad that I did. It was such a beautiful and healing experience, and I could feel all the healing that you were giving to me. It's really amazing how energy doesn't have any time or space limitations. In the session, you were talking about my hip and foot, and at the time, I didn't have any pain. But in the last few months, I have been experiencing intense pain in my left foot. And in listening and experiencing the healing again in the recording, my pain has literally went from a 8 to a level 2. Also, while I was listening, an owl came to the tree outside my window and just looked straight at me for like 10 minutes. And it felt like there was medicine there too. What I love about this message is a few things. I love that she intuitively felt drawn to revisit the healing that her and I had shared together a year ago. Because it is true. The energy healing is not bound by time or space. That is not the way that the spirit world works either. And so I love that she was trusting her intuition to revisit the recording of our session so that she could, one, re-experience her whole energy healing again, but that she also was able to clear this energy on her own with her own intention. Because again, when someone comes to me, yes, I'm holding space for the energy to move through the body, but we are really co-creating the energy together. And so she used her intuition and her will to want to step into her power, to take the time out of her day to revisit and give some nurturing and loving energy back to herself. But what's also really incredible was the visitation from the owl. And so if you look at my branding, I have a snowy barn owl on all of my branding because that is one of the main guides that I work with. And oftentimes my clients or potential clients will say to me that they will see owls in their dreams or in images, out in nature. And I love when I hear that because something that my guide had shared with me was, even though my clients have spent maybe an hour with me, some clients spend months with me on a regular basis, whether they be students or needing me to assist them through some big life changes that they're navigating, that once they leave my energy in a very physical way, we will always be bound and tied together like this thread of energy that connects our hearts together, and that those guides will continue to assist them on their own journey, inspiring them to also step into their highest truth and highest wisdom. And so I was really excited to get that email and the other messages as well, because the same theme was happening here. All three of these people felt inspired and called to revisit their recording or to go onto my website to experience a guided meditation, and how each of these experiences were just as potent as they were a year ago, 6 months ago, 4 months ago. And energy healing is very, very, very powerful. And we all have the ability to bring in this light and move this light through our body. This is something that I love to teach in my mentorships and in my classes, because we are co-creators with the world of spirit and with the world of energy. And we just have to create the time and space to want to nurture those parts of ourselves. And so if you haven't already, please visit my website. I have lots of freebies on there, lots of free meditations and workshops that will help to support you in your own journey. Each of those meditations and in my sessions, I am setting the intention to always visualize you, the client, the participant, in their highest vibration, their highest healing, their highest potential, their highest clarity, their highest confidence. And when you do that, when you allow yourself to transform and transmute your energy, to lift it into a higher state of being, that's when you experience relief. That's when you experience less anxiety, sadness, physical discomfort, and pain. And this is why I love to allow my clients to record their sessions so that they can revisit their experiences and they can continue to use those sessions to assist them along their greatest path. Oftentimes, messages can come through in those sessions that may not often make sense in that moment, but they will likely make sense later. And so I just want to thank this client for sending that message in and for also being a part of inspiration for making this episode. If you have ever experienced a session distantly or in person, just know that the energy works the same. It's really all about preference. Like, what do you need in that moment? For myself, sometimes I crave being in the privacy of my own space where I can, you know, create some quiet and not have to rush to a location. And then there's times where I want to work with my healer in person. And I just really trust my intuition, but just know that either way, you will receive whatever you are meant to receive in that moment. And the truth is, and beyond, because the energy just doesn't stop the moment you hang up the phone call or you walk out the door. It really creates this incredible reaction in the body that can continue to support you when you choose to continue to run your energy. So again, please enjoy any of those freebies on my website and let me know what you think about them. I've been getting a lot of people signing up for them recently. I only know this because I get the alerts in my email, and I love that. I love when I see the waves of new people coming through my sphere to enjoy those meditations. As always, thank you for supporting the pod and for sharing these episodes with your loved ones, with your friends, with your family. I really appreciate it. Thank you. Thank you so much. And we will see you next time. I hope you enjoyed this episode. I look forward to hearing from you. Please share your comments with me on Instagram at @peoplecallmejess. Your continued support means the world to me. Please subscribe, rate, and review. Plus, share this episode with a friend or loved one that you feel would benefit from today's conversation. Thank you for listening.